We're back.
We're back. We're back.
We were gone so long.
February.
Yeah, so is that like, I don't know, what branch math says, like 6 months?
Sure, I'll take your word on that one. Something like that. Sounds about right.
Sounds about right.
Yep.
Talking Bear Football Podcast here on westbranchfootball.com. This year, we're not sure who we're powered by. Matt Chenander. If you ever have any doubts, powered by Matt Chenander. Matt, today, Media Day. We talked about it last year. It's the same thing every year. Different cast of characters every year. I think there are a lot of different... There are a few more talking points this year, I think, than there were last year because we had so much returning. The Bears had so much returning in 2014 that they had a lot of things what they could expect to happen. Now, I don't think anybody expect 2,100 yards out of Luke Lenock.
No.
But bless his heart. And the bad thing is, what's he only a junior this year?
Yeah. Bad thing.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Definitely this year there's a little bit of a different vibe going on. That's not a negative vibe. It's just that I think last year, coming into last season, we kind of knew, like, our expectations were kind of known. I don't know. We just kind of knew everybody because we returned a lot, especially at the skill position players and the offensive defensive line. And then now you come into this year, and it's, as you said, like, it's a totally new cast of characters. So we don't really know what we're going to get, you know.
Forrest Gump, box shot, you never know what you're going
to get. I mean, we've got Aaron Barnes coming back in. He didn't play with us last year. New quarterback in Cooper Koenig, or even Brandon Rummelhart there, you know, whoever ends up doing that. Line is just totally different. So, yeah, it's just a really different vibe this year, but it's positive and it's exciting. Yeah.
As Coach Peterson will talk, you'll hear from him in a little bit. We talked to him. He said that there are going to be growing pains. You know, there are things that this is going to be a team that's really going to need to be coached up. And he said that's the exciting part of coaching kids up. That's their job. And he said that looking forward to it and that he expects by the end of the year it's going to be completely different than what we see from game one. I mean, and that's cliche in football, but when you're looking at last year's team, for the last time we'll bring them up, look at by the end of the season, Lucas Lamont from junior to senior season. My gosh, what a growth.
Yeah.
And then you didn't, like we said, I don't think anybody expected 2,100 yards out of Luke Lenock, but I knew that he was going to be a good running back even as early as fifth and sixth grade.
Or number 21.
Showtime.
Catching as many balls Showtime, as he did.
Showtime, Matt Schauber. 27 catches, 557 yards.
That was a good
Schauber.
Segue there.
Yes, it was.
2,100 to number 21.
Yeah. Yes. And Kendon had 519 yards receiving. Just name Schauber and Kendon. What are they this year?
They're back.
They're back. Senior captains, 2 of 5. Schauber, Kendon, Drew Finnegan, offensive lineman, linebacker. Hunter Wargo, number 19, is a wide receiver and safety. And Troach, Tony Rocha. Number 64 in your program, number 1 in your heart, is an offensive line center and a defensive tackle. Those are your 5 captains for this year. Long back, back with them as well, we mentioned Lenock. Kendon was the second leading receiver. By receptions, he led the team, Matt. By yardage, he and Showtime were, you know, basically even. Also back from a receiving standpoint, Cooper Klupp only caught 4 balls last year, but as a sophomore, Matt, he got a lot of action at both the tight end and at the end of the season as a defenseman. He played very well.
Yeah, he was impressive. I mean, he was really kind of a dark horse, I would say, throughout the season. And I really wish the offense would have involved him more because any time that he touched the ball on offense, it was a big play. And as you mentioned there, by the end of the year, him in the defensive line spot, he was just disrupting the backfield so much. So I hope he can continue that and then grow it this year, especially on the offensive side.
Yeah. So from a defensive standpoint, the Bears, I think, from the linebacker, it's tough. Matt McElrath's a big loss there.
Yeah.
He's an all-district performer.
And not just from a performance aspect, but just a smart...
Straight leadership.
Yeah, he leadership too.
Very good, very smart, knew where to be. Poor guy had his nose in a lot of different things on that football team, and that's good news. That's good news when your nose is getting on every tackle and making every block. that, you know, that comes at you. And in 2 years, how many bad snaps did that kid have?
Maybe one.
Exactly one. One bad snap at the center position, that's pretty impressive.
Yep.
So there's a review. Now, we get to media day today. Oh, like we've mentioned, I mentioned it, you mentioned it, we'll mention it final time. Cast of characters has changed a little. The backfield has not changed. Lenock, Kenton, both back. Receivers, Shaver's back. Wargo is back. Cooper Cobble is back at tight end. He'll take over the full-time duties at tight end that he shared a small bit of with Nick Westcott last year. Mm-hmm. Also back, you mentioned Aaron Barnes. He played
back,
at Westbrook.
But in a different sense.
In a different sense. He, you know, was not here last year. He went to a different school. Actually transferred back to West Branch in December after football season was over. And now he's a Bear. I mean, it's,
yep.
He played his freshman year. He played on the varsity his sophomore year. Had the third longest kickoff return in the history of West Branch football at Wapello that year, 91-yarder. He had about an 80-yard reception touchdown in the first game at Lisbon that year. The kid's a playmaker. At that point, he was about 112 pounds soaking wet. Now he's 165, 170 pounds.
He's a big guy.
He's a big boy.
Yep.
He's a lot for a kid that's 5'8". He's going to be a helper, man.
I think he plays a lot bigger than 5'8" and 160 pounds. Just from, I guess, a speed aspect and a talent aspect in terms of how he can catch and get himself open and be a good target.
Yeah, and the speed, you mentioned that speed kills. And this is another one of those things the coaches talked about, that when you talk with them, they're not shy to say this is a fact. This is going to be a quick team. I mean, it's a deep team at the receiver. It's about as deep. I mean, no offense to many teams over the years, but over the last 20 years, there are very few teams from a skill position perspective that are as deep as these team. Except we still have we've talked about, we don't know what the quarterback's going to bring. But you see flashes in practice, though, of some good things.
Yeah, and both Koenig and Rummelhart, whoever's throwing it in there, they're going to be able to command this team. So I think it's a good problem to have. Whether it's a problem or not, I don't know. Eventually, coaching staff is going to have to make a choice on who to go with. But, yeah, it's a good situation to be in because we've got Koenig. He's fast, obviously. Everybody knows that. And you can see that he's got an arm. He's got the height as well. But Rummelhart, he has the arm as well, and he knows the system.
Yeah.
And plus, he's only a junior as well. So you kind of have to, you know, give that some consideration, too.
They call that seasoning, I guess.
Right. I mean, just use this year to get prepared for next year as well. I mean, experience is huge. So it's a good situation for the coaching staff to be in.
And you mentioned, if you didn't know this, which I bet you do by now, but, and Koenig is fast. He's fast enough to get a partial track scholarship to the University of Iowa,
mm-hmm.
like the University of Iowa. You know, those guys in the NFL.
I'm familiar with that place.
Yeah. Been there. Spent some money there, haven't you?
Too much. Yeah.
Hey, congratulations. Way to go.
Oh, thanks.
Since we last talked, Matt graduated college, by the way, everybody.
No.
I'm just kidding.
That was last year.
Yeah.
Way last year. Jay, you mentioned speed. And Luke Lenock. We had talked to him Saturday morning at Media Day regarding his off-season, some medical issues he had, and he kind of indicated that it was almost like a blessing in disguise, really.
Yeah.
We'll let him tell you that here.
Luke, you know, you've played varsity football 2 years. You still have 2 years left of high school. What has grown from your freshman to sophomore and now being a junior year? What are some of the responsibilities that you've taken on each year and feel that you need to add to?
Well, I think one of the biggest things I've learned from starting as a freshman is that there's always those older guys that were there to push you and tell you you could do it. And I've noticed, like, when younger guys, like guys that are in my grade who are playing varsity right now, you really have to help them. A lot of them are scared, not used to the intensity. Maybe the physicality of some of the former varsity players, but once you just tell them they can do it and keep reassuring them that, you know, they're there for a reason and they'll contribute to the team in a big way, you know, and just keep reinforcing positive vibes, it really helps them out. And that's one of the things that helped me out a lot from my freshman year to now.
So. I think the team's going to look at you as a leader, and based on, you know, you've played, again, we've played 2 years, performance has been great.
You know, I'm sure you're going to attribute that to your offensive linemen and your teammates, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. The offensive linemen from my freshman year all the way up until now has been very good. I think size-wise this year, even compared to last year, is the same from tackle to tackle. A lot of new guys on the line, but, I mean, they're all big. They've been in the weight room all summer. They're getting their plays down really fast. And I think it should be just as good, if not better, than last year.
And for you, I think, is it a confidence thing for you to know also that your backfield mate is still with you from last year, Devin Kendon?
Yeah, he's one of the biggest, strongest guys on the team, even compared to those linemen. And, I mean, he'll lay people out. He'll lay two, three people out in one play, and it's makes it really easy for me when you got linemen and a back who can take out two or three people. And, I mean, that's like a 5 yards at least every play when you got a guy like that who can just go up the hole for you and lay his body on the line, so it's nice to have him.
And another question for you would be, you know, 4 or 5 months ago, I mean, you kind of had a health scare, and you were probably worried at some point, you were probably worried if you were going to get some weight back and maybe even get back into a football shape for a while, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, I lost 30 pounds, but been working out all summer and focusing on eating and all that stuff, and I'm right up to where I was last football season weight-wise, but I'm stronger than I was last football season, and I feel quicker. So, I mean, I'm not going to say it was a good thing that I lost the weight, but, I mean, probably would have been a little slower than I am now. So, it all worked out in the end. So
what are you looking forward to most this season? And I'm not going to ask you where this team could go because that's not a question yet. It's just 1-0 each week. But what do you think this football team can grow upon? And what do you think you're going to see in the next couple of weeks as we prepare for the Lisbon game?
I think that the Lisbon game will help a lot of guys in the sense of just getting some experience under their belt. And I think all they need is just that experience, just that one game that'll really help kickstart into the rest of the season and, you know, take us 1 week at a time, you know, build their confidence each week, and, you know, it'll take us as far as we can go.
Thanks a lot, Luke. Best of luck to you this season.
It's neat to have. You have all these fun stories. You always hear the kids working hard in the off season, but you never hear the stories. Sometimes things happen, but that's the one part of, you know, everywhere you're going to have a kid that gets knocked down, he's going to work hard to get back up. That's the success stories of football and life. But, you know, West Branch, he had a great support system with coaches, friends, family, mm-hmm. community, for that matter. And, you know, it was just a matter of time. You could see how hard that kid worked in the off season. I mean, I saw at Gladiator Camp this summer. I was a part of that. Phil Johnson, strength and conditioning coach at West Branch, shout out to him and his staff. Putting that together is a great thing. Luke, you could see that he had most of his strength back that day. They had this station to where they were cleaning, started at 45 pounds and worked up 15 pounds, 10 different stations. They got to 220, I believe was the last one. And they had 30 seconds to see how many they could do. And this was after lifting all those. You had 30 seconds, 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lot of work. And he got the last one and put up five of them in 30 seconds.
Wow.
I mean, you could tell, I mean, he's a strong. When you look at him, he's semi-diminutive.
Yeah.
He's not the biggest kid in the world walking by. You're like, what the? But he plays to a different level when he's in the weight room or on the football field.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously statistically showing, he'll think his lineman, as he did in the interview you just heard, that's where it all begins. Also had the opportunity, you can check out some of these video interviews that we did. I spoke with a couple of players, Jerry Flagel, Bear, voice of the Bears emeritus, along with Wayne Lang, both have that distinguished title. But Jerry Flagel was the original voice of the Bears. We've chronicled that a few. We've talked about it. Let's just say that from 1983 to 1987. But he's back with us again this year, more of a full-time game-by-game basis.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he had the opportunity to speak with a couple players. And then the newest member of the WestBranchFootball.com staff, Cooper Koenig, spoke with Drew Finnegan.
Temporary staff. Intern.
So for all you journalism schools out there, Iowa, you've got a journalism school. Check out this. This is his reference, this video with Drew Finnegan. So it's kind of fun. But you can check those out on WestBranchFootball.com. These are more intimate things. As we talk about with you many times, Matt, that's what we're trying to do on this website, is talk mm-hmm. about football, but not just Bears. Somebody scored 4 touchdowns to lead West Branch to a 38-7 victory over blah, blah, blah. We want to tell you what's going on behind the scenes.
Yep.
And that's what media day is. It's more, this is in your face, but it's really behind the scenes all at one time.
Absolutely, yeah. It was. It's a great day to you know, be able to talk to players, talk to coaches, really about non-game stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because anything that you'll typically read from media outlets that, you know, aren't specific to a team, it's really just going to be about what happened that night, some storylines that night, you know, who shined at a game. But, you know, this day is good to just talk with the players, see how practice is going, expectations for the season, and just other little fun stuff as well.
And I think, let's just make this decision on the fly. What do you think here, Matt? Should we just soak everybody right away with everything we have, or a little bit day by day? Because they got to keep coming back. So put a few out today and then tease. Well, tomorrow's going to be, don't know, it's going to be somebody else. You're
going
to have to come back tomorrow,
yep.
And we'll have a couple more interviews. But we, like you said, we talked with those five. We talked with Jared Tyle, offensive coordinator.
So all five captains, yep.
We talked with Coach Peterson, of course. You heard some of his interview. Talked with head Fresoff football coach Chris Robertson, assistant head Fresoff coach, offensive coordinator John Hirschman. We talked with the aforementioned Cooper Koenig. We figured we got him on both sides of the microphone that way. And you're going to want to listen to what he has to say from someone that's never really been a part of this before, coming into it right away, similar to Jacob Giese last year, to hear what he has to say, his opinion, and his feelings so far. The West Branch program was pretty refreshing for me to hear.
Yeah, there was a lot of, I think his big point was, well, I heard all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And I get here, and, you know, most of it's true, but a lot of it's not, and this is really awesome.
This is
pretty
awesome.
That's kind of what
he said. That's what high school kids will say, it just like that.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
Dude, awesome, bro. Hashtag awesome.
Hashtag awesome.
And then we had the opportunity, we spoke with Jerry Flagel, as mentioned. Then Stephen Grace, the voice of the Bears, Mike Quinlan, the two guys that are going to be your play-by-play and color commentary guys on Friday nights for the Bearcast, kind of talked to one another. Stephen did the interview, and just like he did, he's used to doing that. Mike gave them the perspective, but those two guys seem to be working pretty well already.
Oh yeah, yeah, and you can tell. We had it last year. There are a couple of games where they were together, doing the broadcast and also the video. And they really gelled.
Trish Anker, by the way.
Yeah, Trish Anker on the camera.
Yep.
They gelled extremely well, as expected. I mean, they're old friends. But, yeah, this year it's really cool. We're going to be able to get them together for every single game. Steven and Mike doing the play-by-play and the color for both the broadcast and on the video. So, yeah, it's going to be a great kind of shake-up of the what we did last year for the Bearcast, and I'm pretty excited. And plus, you mentioned Jerry Flagel. We're going to actually have him probably just for home games, but him on the sideline doing sideline reporting and talking to you know, coaches or something at halftime, or giving you know, perspectives from down on the field or different things that are happening down on the field. So it'll be neat to kind of add Jerry's element in there and his passion for this town and the team.
Because when you see his interview, you can just see it in his face, how passionate he is.
Yeah.
And let's be honest with you, Jerry has been doing this interviewing thing and talking of, you know, not just talking Bear football, but when he went, when his jobs took him to the Des Moines area, he was still doing play-by-play over there. So it's not something that he's, this, you know, I don't want to say it's radio, but this broadcasting
internet
thing,
radio,
yeah, it's not different. It's not foreign to him,
no.
And it shows. You can tell he's not. You're going to get. Let's flat out tell you: are there any football programs in the state of Iowa probably going to be producing what we're doing here?
No,
probably not. Unless they're and we're doing more than what some college teams are doing, and we're not doing it to pat our backs and say, "Ha ha, we're the best." We're doing it because this is great.
Yeah,
we've had some great. You know, some great sponsors helping us out with this over the last 12 to 24 months. Actually, it's been about 12 months since this whole idea came just out of spite almost.
Right.
But it's great. And then we're looking, you know, to continue to improve ways that we continue to improve it, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be a part of that, we're happy. We've got some things we can use to do to improve our website. If you would like to be a part of it, don't hesitate to let Matt, myself, contact at westbranchfootball.com. You can catch us on Facebook, West Branch Football, on Twitter at WB Bears Football. If you want to be a part of it and want to donate anything to help keep this thing, to help us with our administrative costs and things, we greatly appreciate it. But it's certainly not something we're begging for.
Nope.
At any rate, there's something really quick. Folks, I'm trying to cut back on my at any rate count this year. That second one I just used doesn't count, but I just used my first one of the year. I'm way ahead of the game from last year.
One per show.
You talk back. You know, you go back, you listen back. You're like, oh my gosh, I said that all the time. At any rate, there you go. Threw it in again. Schedule this year, Matt. Lisbon, of course, is the first game of the season. At the Little Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
We're still checking on that with the Iowa High School Athletic Association. I think it's going to actually stay in West Branch this year.
Yep.
And if you guys in Lisbon are listening, I can get you directions because you haven't been here very much. No, we're happy. We're happy that to have you here, and you're going to be a quality football team. Coach Ken Allison sticking around. Remember last year we took his photo before the game, he and Butch. Glad to hear he's sticking around, and they do a lot of good things in Lisbon, not just on the football field. Basketball, baseball team was solid. Keegan Tridle graduated last year, a lineman for them, was a state champion, I think shot putter and discus thrower. He was at state. Second game, Matt, West Liberty comes to town. Hatfield-McCoy game. You know,
throwback game, too.
Throwback game. We're throwing it back to the purple jerseys again. West Burlington, Notre Dame, but as the Quick Stats website just calls them West Burlington, we have to drive there.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a short drive.
No. Not going to be fun.
You're going to need your MapQuest or your Google Maps or whatever it is you use to get you there. And you're going to have to leave a little earlier. Their fourth game of the year, yet another home game. Three out of the first four games, Matt.
We're not used to that.
No. And we're really not used to that fourth game being at home. North Cedar is going to have to actually come see the Little Rose Bowl instead of us going to Little Rose Bowl North.
North, yeah.
Doug Jackson Field.
Right.
We know it well.
Yes.
We know it all too well.
Way too well.
But they come down here with a new coach this year and a new attitude towards football. Former Bear Zach Zazel has rejoined the Knight staff after being on their staff a couple years ago. He was on the Mustang staff at Mount Vernon last year with Coach Lance Peterson. He's back at North Cedar this year, and so we'll see him the fourth week. Bellevue, Matt, game five at Bellevue. That's pretty much the Canadian border. It's actually the Wisconsin border more than anything. Just south of Dubuque, that's another one of those long drives, and there's really no easy way to get there.
Beautiful there, though.
It is gorgeous. So you want to? I don't know if that's before or after the time change. Hopefully before, because you can get there and see a few things. Because right along there, it is gorgeous there. The bugs can be bad, though. But at the end of September, we're probably safe. Durant, the Wildcats come to West Branch on the 2nd of October for week 6.
Homecoming.
Homecoming in West Branch. Get your date soon. He needs a date. Like Ryland Carew 5 years ago on TV. Wapello at Wapello. The Wapello Indians, I don't think they've changed their mascot. They haven't been forced to change their mascot yet. Week
Not
7.
Nothing I know of.
Week 8, Matt, you got the Little Rose Bowl again. Wilton. And then week 9 may turn out to be a pretty solid football game against the Albernette Pirates, who have
always tough.
Gone through some coaching. I usually say coaching change, but they've had coaching changes in the last week. They've had two different head football coaches. In the last 3 months, they've had three. Gone is great guy Chris Evers. Was the coach the last few years. He's a great guy. He's moved on from football coaching. Charlie Feller. Does that name sound familiar? Maybe it should. Matt, do you remember Charlie Feller? Does that name sound familiar?
Mm-mm.
He was the coach at Stanwood last year for the North Cedar Knights the last couple years. He went over and accepted a position to coach and be the at-risk leader at the high school or school district in Albernette. This week he stepped down from both positions. And Mr. Casper, who is the brand new principal and activities director at the high school,
Jeez.
Is now putting on the hat of football coach.
Wow.
That's not something he's – it's not a foreign thing to him. He was a head football coach up until 2 years ago when he took an administrative position at Vinton. He was a head football coach for a couple years and has coached for many years. So it's not like he's just jumping in to fill the spot. So that's the schedule. Media Day, we covered it all. I mean, we got all angles. You're going to hear from all the captains, four coaches, the whole Bearcast podcast team, except for Matt Shenander. We didn't talk to him. You're a little nervous.
We didn't talk. I'm not nervous. I'm just on the camera.
Didn't really talk to us either. But unfortunately, we are talking to you right now. But that's fortunately, you know what that means?
We have faces for radio.
We do. We've made for radio. Our parents tell us that.
Yep.
But the fortunate thing about us talking to them right now means what, Matt?
It's time for football.
It's go time, baby.
It's go time. Today was, each week.
I mean, Saturday was the first day of pads, man.
Yeah.
Right after media day, they go right out, put their full pads on. The state of Iowa.
In the 100-degree heat.
Yeah, it's a perfect day. Because the state of Iowa doesn't allow 2 days or much of any contact in football anymore. I think it's flag football now. No, I'm just kidding. Controversial.
Politics aside.
Yeah, right? Politics aside, it was great to see some ISOs and some actual hitting. And, you know, the kids, without full pads on, you don't even get a feel what it's going to be like to throw a football
right.
or game with your pads or run with pads. They get that feeling. That old feeling comes right back. And with that, once you walk into the school, that old smell comes back into around the locker rooms. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah. But that's the smell of football, Matt. And it's right around the corner, 13 days away from the official kickoff to the season against Lisbon, August 28th. But be sure next Thursday, the 20th, meet the teams night. The festivities of actually meeting the teams next Thursday at 7:30 p.m., I believe, at the Little Rose Bowl.
Yeah, yep. So Thursday, 7:30, kind of the normal stuff that happens every meet the teams night, except the football scrimmage. We're going to do so the volleyball, football introductions, cross country teams, etc. Anything else that needs to be talked about will be talked about there too. And I think the Booster Club is going to be auctioning off some parking spots as well. So if you want to get a good parking spot for all the home games, bring your checkbooks.
Yes.
And because they would certainly appreciate the donations for that, and you get something great in return as well.
All donations to the Booster Club. That goes right back to the kids.
Exactly, yep. And then the next night, Friday night, I think this will be really neat. Team is heading up to Mount Vernon to Cornell College to scrimmage the Mount Vernon Mustangs, who is, as we've talked about many times, is coached by Lance Peterson, Butch's son.
Butch and Jenny's son.
Yeah, sorry. Yes. Okay. Sorry, Jenny.
Hospitality director at the West Branch for home games. Jenny Peterson.
Yeah, so that'll be really neat. It's different. It'll be really different, but it'll be very controlled, so nobody's going to get hurt, hopefully. Shouldn't get hurt, really. Small contact, no tackling, that kind of stuff. But, yeah, and so, Coach Peterson's talked about it several times, but it'll be good just to kind of play against somebody that's not us and play against a first-team defense or play against a first-team offense just because – most people play both sides of the ball, so it's hard to get, non-game reps against, first teams.
Yeah, and they're going to see some things from the Mustangs that probably are going to be a little similar. I'm not saying they run the same plays, but you're going to see coaching styles that are very similar, Matt, and it's pretty obvious why,
yes.
as to why. But, yeah, make sure and make the trek up there to kind of get a taste of what it's going to be. There won't be any score. There'll be no announcing. There might be some cameras just for people that we can have just to see what we did or didn't do just for an educational benefit, I guess.
We'll be on the field, too.
Yes, we will be there. WestBranchFootball.com, we go everywhere.
Everywhere.
We don't take – there's no
– literally off. Everywhere.
Yeah, there is no day off for us.
Well,
no
maybe.
Friday off for
no
us.
No Friday off.
I should say it like that. But I hope that the products, what you're seeing on the website throughout the coming weeks from this media day and just a football – I mean, it's a football potpourri. If you're a West Branch fan and you really want to know what's going on, I mean, this is the only time you're going to get anything like this. Because the rest of the season, we don't talk to every player after every game. It's just not the way you go about things. You could, mm-hmm. but that's just not really kind of the you would waterlog everything, water it down, so to speak, by doing that, don't you think?
Absolutely.
So, as I mentioned really quickly, I was trying to get the name. I know the first quarterback's name is Drew. Drew Adams is the quarterback at Mount Vernon. Started for them as a freshman last year. He started for Lance by the end of the season. Put up 670 yards. I'm trying to get to their stats here on Quick Stats, but it doesn't matter. And I know they've got one of his leading receivers is Connor Herman, who's also a spectacular golfer. Spectacular golfer. Big boy.
That's going to help him a lot.
That's going to help him a lot. He's about 6'4", probably about 200 pounds. But the guy you want to watch for, I don't need Quick Stats or anything to tell me this just because I follow Hawkeye recruiting. And he's a junior this year. His name is Tristan Wirfs. He'll be number 77 if they have jersey numbers that actually match what they wear in the program. He's about 6'4". He's a big boy. Let's just say that. And he has already been offered a scholarship as an offensive lineman by the University of Iowa Hawkeyes.
Well,
so that makes him a fairly special football player.
Good thing we're only scrimmaging them.
And good thing we're not scrimmaging the Hawks. I mean, that'd be bad.
That too.
For them. For that the Hawks, too. We take them. I think we take them. They don't know 1A football over there. They know Division 1A. This is Class 1A. C comes before D, brother. They don't know what we're doing over here in West Branch. Just kidding. Actually, Jacob Giese's over there, mm-hmm. and that Bo Bauer kid plays for them too, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then one more side note here. And Coach Peterson, you heard him talk about it in his interview. Young Jack Rummels, the beast. Hair down to his ankles now, I think. No.
Pretty close.
Jack Rummels graduated Northern Iowa, University of Northern Iowa. How about said Northern Iowa University? Same place. And has been signed a contract as a free agent, signed a contract with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and played in his first preseason game over the weekend. I asked Butch about that, and you heard him in his interview. And just to kind of see the gleam in Butch's face and his eye, on his face, his eyes were shining. He's so excited. I mean, he saw that kid grow up. I mean, his best friend, Larry Lurch Rummels, who coached football with us for about 29 of Butch's 32 years now. By the end of the season, it'll be 32. That's Lurch's son. Not only that, I believe he's your classmate in high school, wasn't he, Matthew?
Yes.
You grew up with him. You were might have been taller than him at one point.
I doubt it.
Were you born before he was?
Yes.
So you were taller at some point.
All right. Maybe for 6 months.
If technology and, you know, the progression of medicine or your medical equipment was the way it were today, I think Jack had facial hair when he was in the womb. So he would have been bigger than you before he popped out.
No, I think I had the facial hair.
You probably did too.
Yeah.
That Gibson charm of yours. But I don't know really what else we can talk about, man. We've kind of covered the potpourri basket of media day.
I think we've covered everything for now. I mean, next week we'll have another show. We're back on weekly here.
We're weekly now.
We're weekly again. Next week we'll talk about how the scrimmage went against Mount Vernon that we mentioned. We'll preview Lisbon and talk about some other things as well.
And of the people we know, we want to thank Brent and Deb Donahoe at Plato Farms for sticking around. They're sponsoring us again this year. Liberty Communications, Matt, you can speak to what they're doing for us again this year.
Yeah, they've provided an internet connection for us there up at the press box at the Little Rose Bowl, just so we're able to do the Bearcast without having to worry about, you know, cellular networks and hotspots and stuff like we have to do on the road and guessing or hoping there's a good cellular connection. They've got their fiber right up into the press box, and we can plug in and not have to worry about anything at all.
That's beautiful.
So, yep.
From a techie geek standpoint,
I like it. I'll just say that.
Stuff's getting real now.
I like that.
That's good news.
Yes.
Dan and Julie Hayes, EMS Detergent Services, thanks to their, again, being a sponsor. Bauer Drywall, of course. Hodge Construction, I believe, is going to stick on with us this year. And then Main Street Suite, Stephen Grace, you know, is another sponsor.
Well, and Jessica, too.
And Jessica, Stephen and Jessica Grace. Because if it wasn't for Jessica's kindness out of her heart of letting Stephen go, you wouldn't get to hear his voice on Friday nights.
Nope.
And they wouldn't get to hear his voice for the Iowa Wrestling Program on the Learfield Network.
Nope.
You know, so bless their hearts for all you do to make what we're doing now possible, make the Bearcats possible, and what you're seeing on westbranchfootball.com, certainly to make that all possible, is because of generous donations from different people.
And I'd like to thank everyone that helped out with our pair fundraiser, everybody that paired up and helped out and completed the tasks. We were able to raise about $350 for the program, just using it for, you know, equipment and stuff that we need to do what we're doing here with the podcast and the Bearcast and website and all that kind of stuff. So yeah,
it's pretty amazing that I'm putting my West Branch football hat aside here. And from a fan's perspective, for a school of 250 kids to the high school to have professional equipment, literally a professional announcer doing the play-by-play for you in Stephen Grace. I mean, when you're asked to be the announcer for a sport he never really participated in, he said he didn't really know wrestling that well until he got it. Now he's the foremost wrestling guy out there, maybe announcer out there at the college level, because he's the play-by-play guy for the
Iowa Hawkeye
wrestling program.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal. Mm-hmm. If you're a wrestling fan, you kind of know that. And he's probably doing it for peanuts. I've never asked. It's not important to know. It's not like these guys are going to make $50,000.
He loves it.
$1,000. It's doing it out of his, and it, he just loves it. Mm-hmm. So you got that. You got Quinny, Mike Quinlan, who was the voice of the Bears for, I think it was five or six years. I've been thinking how many years I've been doing the
announcing.
PA announcing. Yeah. So I think it's five. This will be year six. And then Jerry Flagel, emeritus, voice of the Bears emeritus, is back with us. He's back. Full-time in it this year. Sideline Jerry.
Sideline Jerry.
Along with Sideline Matt. What a combination.
Well, and Sideline Tommy, too.
Sideline Tommy's going to be back.
So many people on the sideline.
That's a lot of sidelines.
Yep.
I don't know if the sideline can hold those guys and the 35 Bear players and six coaches and four ball boys. And
Six coaches?
Yeah, a partridge and a pear tree are going to be down there as well, and the managers and everybody that's part of this whole thing. So, yeah, let's put a bow on this.
I think that's
back
all we got.
Tree. Did we do it?
Okay, you got to stop that one, too.
I know.
You had to do it once, though.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. New thing this year. We're just going to be done. When we're done?
We're done.
You pass in the song books, and you call it a day this
year.
We'll
just let the song carry us out.
Yeah.
Until next week.
Go Bears, and take care, everybody.
Well, no.
You've been listening to the. Okay, let's start this.
Let's try this again.
Go ahead.
We're out of practice. Go ahead. Yeah.
You've been listening to the Talking Bear Football Podcast on westbranchfootball.com, powered by Matt Chenander.
No, you still messed it up.
What?
Bear
Football.
No, don't you say what? You've been listening to, and I say yeah.
See, it's like this is great. This is getting the geeks out.
Yep.
That's what Media Day is all about.
This is staying in.
Yes. Oh, gosh, the blooper reel is starting already. And you've been listening to
the Talking Bear Football Podcast
on westbranchfootball.com. Take care, everyone.